Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Breaking down the Lakers, Dodgers, USC, UCLA, and everything in between. Derek and Decker are back on The Fan.
Hold it now.
Yeah, buddy. I have not been quiet about it. Raj, if I was a closer in Major League Baseball, this right here would be my walkout song. Cannot wait. Chuck D will be joining us very shortly here on Derek and Decker. Welcome back to 97.1 The Fan. Of course, our phone number is 855-97-LA-FAN. That's 855-975-2326. And of course, get in that YouTube chat because, ladies and gentlemen, our chat has been going great. We still have a poll going on right now. We have, is Ohtani better than Babe Ruth? To me, this is a rhetorical question, but Fish, some people still seemingly think that Babe Ruth is better. Granted, it is an 80% route. 80% of our listeners absolutely think Shohei Ohtani is better than Babe Ruth, which is, I think, a foregone conclusion. Yet 20% of the listeners are dumb.
How did those 20% get their hands on a computer?
I have no idea. How did they learn how to type and use words? Good for them.
Yeah, it's okay for people to still have, like, their classic, you know, like... They're not going to turn away from their guy. That's been their guy forever. No new guy is going to change their mind.
I think this new guy should. You know? This is my opinion. But what do I know, guys? Very soon we'll be joined by Chuck D of Public Enemy, a huge, huge fan over here on this show on Derek and Decker. And, of course, get in the chat at TheFanLA, not to mention on top of that, give us a call, 855-97-LA-FAN. And, of course, we were talking a little about the NBA Western Conference Finals. We've discussed this a little bit. Is there anything that's changed in your eyes right now between the Spurs and the Thunder on who do you think would be the better matchup for the Knicks?
A little bit. I originally, before the Western Conference Finals started, I've always felt like, okay, the Thunder will win the series. They're one game away from doing that. We could easily have a game 7. So this is not to say it's over for the Spurs. But, I felt like it was, okay, it's going to be the Thunder. And that the Knicks and Thunder actually will be a pretty good matchup. I think the Knicks have multiple guys that can guard and defend at a high level. And so, you know, that can make things interesting for the Thunder. But we'll talk about this in a minute.
We will.
We got to get to some real superstars.
Yes, we do. And when a superstar does call into a show, you answer the superstar as quickly as humanly possible. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a music legend and icon. And quite frankly, I couldn't be more excited to introduce you to the one and only Chuck D. Welcome to Derek and Decker, sir.
Hey, what's up, Derek and Cody, man? I'm not what you call a superstar. I'm just like a person who's a service person. I help service my industry. And long time being envious of how sports runs its thing, dealing back in entertainment and music, which is a lot of times bananas. So I'd be trying to do my best to like organize it to the point that people say, "Hey, man, we could keep going back for years." But anyway, hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling, man. Congratulations,
I mean,
to you.
You guys know the deal. You guys know what you're looking at and listening to. Once upon a time, we had people like Don Cornelius and Soul Train, and then radio stations played the music. And now sports has taken over everywhere. I mean, you had music stations back in the day that did their job so well, but then that fell off. And then, you know, people are engaged in sports because sports is truth to a certain extent. It's organized. You can't come from nowhere and all of a sudden be something. So those are the things I always work on, especially my genre, hip hop and rap. Now, we don't want people to leave after they turn 25.
Man, those are great points. Chuck D, Derek Fisher here, man. Big time fan and just so much respect for not just your journey as an artist, but just as a human being, man. Bro. Like, you represent so much more than just music. So we appreciate you tapping in with us this morning. Talk to me about, in sports, there's so much conversation about eras. And we were just having a conversation about, you know, Shohei Ohtani and Babe Ruth. And in basketball, there's always these comparison with eras. Where are you in terms of music now? How you feel about it compared to, obviously, in like your years when you were just super in the trenches with your music?
All the others are the caretakers, the curators, everybody in the administration, management, proper care and concern, outside of the artistry. They all ran ship, you know. They let, you know, unsavory elements inside the music business. I'm saying that it started kind of like from that way, but then it organized and fixed itself because they knew in order to have return, it's like it's not about who just comes in, but it's who returns to it. And that's always been the sports motto. It's not how you get in the building. It's how they keep coming back to the building. And no matter what you do, and you got to prove to a fan base that what you do is hard, is worked on hard, and they can't do it. And that's one thing in sports. We could talk about Derek Fisher as a player and a coach, but one thing we know as a fan, we can't do that. In our minds, we could do it, but we can't do what's on that court, diamond, gridiron, or anything. You just fix in your mind that you think you can. So it's easy for you to just call somebody a bum when you have no idea of what level that level is. And music, people kind of feel that, yeah, I could do that. You can't play an instrument. You might not have a good voice, and you're only going to write the same thing over and over again. But they let them all in. So that's where it's gotten to a point. So you can't compare the eras because those eras before had everybody at every position taking care of the total game. Today, it's kind of go in, grab it, get my money, and go off to another industry. You go to film. Film ain't going to allow it. You don't show up at a film set at 6 o'clock. They don't care who you are. It's like, yo, this is your last film. Matter of fact, we're going to cut you right out the film. So every other area other than music and entertainment has fought against being neglected by organizing itself. So I don't even compare eras. Like, we knew back in the day, you know, that rap and DJing is a hybrid of what they did on the radio stations to present a record and what the real musicians and artists. We didn't compare ourselves to Gladys Knight and the Pips and Michael Jackson. We knew in the beginning, like, nah, those are singers and entertainers, the Commodores. Don't confuse, don't get it twisted. But this is what we do, and we can make it great. The minute they start saying, oh, yeah, we do what Quincy Jones does. That's the most outrageous, outlandish, stupidest ish of all time, man. You're not in that area. You stay in your lane, man. And that's what thing sports does. So when we get into comparing eras, you got to know exactly what you're comparing. You can't compare apple to an orange. There's some similarities. They might be called fruit. But you got to understand what is what. And so we got away from that. And those are the areas that I kind of work in, working with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, making sure that when they do licensing in all these areas, that you license something that makes sense from somebody who's able to provide something as an asset to whatever you're trying to do. Not just all of a sudden, yeah, this is hot, so we're going to just put this in the middle of an NBA game. And I'm like, it don't even fit. But that's going to, it like attracts song don't fit in a fast moving game. So, you know, it's like putting a slow bass record in a car chase in a movie. So these things have got out of whack, and you got to just be clear. You also got to understand that things develop as evolutionary, not always revolutionary when you're introducing a pioneering idea.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
And you just got to be able to introduce slow and get people to understand to work with you and work with whatever you're trying to present this music with. So long story short, you can't compare eras. And I see it a lot of times in sports. You know, who's the Rushmore?
Oh,
I'm like, the game.
Yeah.
The game been around 80 years.
All
even
the time.
Big five.
Right.
Yeah. If game been the league, I should say the league been around 80 years. How you gonna pick five? Matter of fact, it's like you can't compare any eras, anything. I'm like, oh, yo, man, if this person was back there, I said, if that person who played in this era was back in the 60s, they, number one, would have wore Converse.
Yeah.
they would have played in like leaky, cold arenas like Philadelphia Convention Center and Rochester Auditorium. These are places that we played as rap artists in the beginning. We played all those original NBA arenas like Syracuse, Indiana, Rochester. And I would look around at these arenas and I'd be like, damn, man, they played here and like this. And oh, wow. And a lot of times when you don't introduce the history of something, people get delusional, like thinking that they could just all of a sudden just jump eras, man. So you got to keep the history always in check. You just can't wear a throwback jersey and not know who the hell you're wearing, my opinion.
Yeah. You know, Chuck D, I gotta ask you, like, you mentioned eras and obviously sports and all of that. What's the feeling for your New York Knicks right now? First time chance since 1973?
Yeah, and I was 13 years old when they did it. So it wasn't like I was an embryo. I was very much a feverish fan. The first time I followed the Knicks, I was 8 years old. So, you know, when you're eight, you recognizing things. And the Knicks had just gotten Dave the Butcher from Detroit. And I, you know, it's like, we getting a Butcher? I'm asking, like, Dave the Butcher? And I didn't know how to pronounce the name. But I knew when the Knicks got Dave the Butcher, all of a sudden, we start winning from being an all right team because my dad was always watching the Knicks. I'm sitting with him. I'm trying to understand the game. And the Knicks start beating everybody. Matter of fact, they swept the Bullets that year. This is 68-69 season. And then we faced Bill Russell, who made me cry because we went to the playoffs, and Bill Russell made me cry. But the Knicks was so powerful that we all knew that they was going to kind of win the next year, and they did. And because I'm thinking that Bill Russell is like a warlock and a ghost because he retired. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to win because no more Bill Russell. So that's how far I go back as a Knicks fan. And we won the chip when I was 10 years old, and then we won it again when I was like 12, 13 years old. So when they talk about today's Knicks and the ball movement, And the way I'm like, they, you know, like the younger heads, they talk about the 90s Knicks. I'm like, nah, this is the 70s Knicks where you didn't know where that ball was going to end up and where that offense was coming from. And they were carnivorous 94 feet. That was Red Holtzman. And Red Holtzman's philosophy leaked to who? Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Jackson's philosophy leaks over into what? Steve Kerr, who also gets it from Popovich. They also go and galvanize the Golden State Warriors. Remember the Warriors winning their championship and was like, yo, you didn't know who was going to kill you. And they took a page for Red Holtzman. There's two guys, man, in the NBA that had the footprint. That's Red Holtzman and Red Auerbach. And the Knicks kind of look like they look like the 60s Celtics. They look like a little bit of Showtime. They look a little bit like the 90s Knicks a little bit, but more like the 70s championship Knicks. So they got a whole lot of blends and mixtures in there that I done seen across my 65 years that I'm like, oh, man, they remind me of here. They, oh, wow. You know? And so I think what the team has done is they try to get a philosophy that fits the now times with a little elements of the past. If you study 50s film, which I know you guys have, yo, man, the way the ball moved is the way that the Red Holtzman and the, you know, those styles happen to be used later on. Like, I think you already know, Coach Fisher, like, you can't go faster than the ball.
Right, right, right.
And now these dudes be whipping that ball around like this is like 10 years later from a Golden State Warriors. So now you see the blend of a lot of different teams. And I think what Coach Brown has done to today's Knicks is understand and tell the young players, like, if you try this out, and it took a year, right? If you try this out, this might work well. And it took a whole year. And I did believe because of the Knicks losing last year in the Eastern Conference Finals by kind of tossing that game away, that wild game one, that they remembered, and this would have been backed up, but that Coach Brown showed the team, like, yeah, y'all want to be like this? Remember this? Everybody went to game four, was like, no, we don't want to feel like that. And I think, Coach Fisher, you understand that if somebody reminds you of an L that was significant, you going out there like, yo, I don't want to feel that way again. But sometimes you need a reminder.
Yeah.
It's everything in life. It's everything in life. So
no, you're right.
I really dig the effort of a team, and that's what New Yorkers want, effort. A short story. I don't know if I'm talking too loud. Coach
Now, Richard, real quick. Give us something real quick. We got about a minute left. Give us another quick one, man, and we will get you out of here, brother. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you really hold something in my heart because the day that you left the Knicks was the day my dad passed.
Mm.
So it was deep. It was the day after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was going to call my dad about, like, what's going to go on now. I said, I'll call him later. But by that time, he was passing in his house. Wow. Which was like, I happened to be in Atlanta at the same time, but I took everybody home after the Super Bowl, and I said, I'll call him later. My dad wanted me to rest, but we were going to call to talk about you, and that this day he passed. Man. So that every time I see your name, you know, it's an automatic, you know, trigger that, oh, shoot.
Thank you for sharing that because it just puts it into perspective, you know, as you never want to be fired from a job, but then when for you to experience that with your father and your family being impacted that way, like a basketball coaching job is nowhere near, you know, losing the love of your father, man. So thank you for sharing that, brother. God rest his soul. Know he's looking down on you, man, looking down on these Knicks going to the NBA finals. And we appreciate you tapping in with us
big time.
I appreciate y'all. All right, anytime. And keep doing what you're doing, and I'm on the other side checking it out.
My man.
Thank you, Chuck.
Legendary Chuck D from Public Enemy joining Derek and Decker this morning. Guys, we're going to take a quick little break. Coming up, it's that time. Crosstalk right here on 97.1 The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really?
But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really?
Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.